Surely Hussein is the light of guidance and the ship of salvation.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salamun Alaikum. This is today's special. We're going to speak about the movement of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. I invite you to listen to this episode of today's special. Accept our condolences on martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him.
As-salamu alayka ya Sayyida Shuhada. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Today, Saturday, is the 8th of Muharram, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar. Also is the 15th of Mordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 6th of August, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. At first, we listen to verses 37 to 38 of chapter Al-Baqarah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Fatalaqa Adamu min rabbihi kalimatin fataba alayhi. Innahu huwat tawwabur rahim.
Then Adam received from his Lord some words, and he accepted his repentance. Indeed, it is he who is the accepting of repentance, the merciful.
قُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًى فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ.
We said, go down from it, all of you. And when guidance comes to you from me, whoever follows my guidance, there will be no fear concerning them, nor will they grieve.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Many Islamic traditions narrated from Ahlul Bayt denote that the objective meaning of the words taught to Adam by Allah was the holy names of the Holy Five, with the Holy Prophet Muhammad, his cousin and son-in-law, Hazrat Ali, peace be upon him, his daughter Fatima, and his sons, grandsons, Hassan and Hussein, peace be upon them. Adam relied on these words and asked him to forgive him. Then Allah accepted it and forgave him.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio.
People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah.
On the month of Muharram, we speak about the movement of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. The day of Ashura for millions of Muslims around the globe is a day of mourning, the calamity that befell Imam al-Hussein, the grandson of Muhammad, the Prophet of Allah, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, and, of course, Imam Hussein's family and companions in a land called Karbala. The ultimate tragedy here is that Imam al-Hussein was the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad, who died only decades earlier. Of his grandson, he says the famous words, Hussein is from me and I am from Hussein. Allah loves whoever loves Hussein. of his refusal to pay allegiance to Yazid, Imam Hussein said, "I am ready to fight for the sole goal of seeking reform of the Ummah of my grandfather, the Prophet of Allah. I want to enjoin good and forbid evil and guide the efforts of the people as my grandfather and my father Ali ibn Abi Talib were doing." Sayyid Abbas Razavian.
Brothers and sisters, the reality of Ashura can only be witnessed by the prophets and their successors. They truly know what happened to Imam Hussein. They can truly understand the batin and the essence of Karbala. So what did Prophet Zakaria do dua for? He wanted reward. We say, give us some of the reward of the musab, of those that have been afflicted. Give us some of this reward. He wanted the reward of calamity, of huzn, of patience. So he did a very special dua. He says in this narration, "Elahi urzuqni walada." God, grant me a son that I love, a son that I like, and then take away that son for me so that I can in the same way have the affliction of the noble messenger of Allah, that he knows that his son, because in the traditions, the Prophet talks about Imam Hussein as his son, even though it is his grandson, that when Allah took away and put bala in Imam Hussein and martyred Imam Hussein, that that is the bala of the Holy Prophet. So in the same way, give me a son so I can share that bala of the Holy Prophet, knowing that his grandson, knowing that his son will be martyred. And Allah gave him Yahya, and Yahya was martyred and is very similar in story and very similar to Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Lessons of Muharram.
Ya Hussein, 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 Ya Hussein.
This is today's special from IRIB English Radio on the month of Muharram. The title of this part is Others Come First. Few achieved a status of glory from the day of Ashura like the brother of Imam al-Hussein, Abbas ibn Ali, and for good reason. His nickname is Abu al-Fadl, the father of virtues, because he displayed every virtue known to man on the day of Ashura, the flag bearer of Imam al-Hussein's army, and feared by the opposing side to the extent that they granted him free pass to leave. He remained loyal to Imam and only met his martyrdom when he attempted to reach the river to fetch water for the daughters of Imam al-Hussein who were dying of thirst. Upon reaching the river, he attempted to drink the water himself before remembering the thirst of Imam al-Hussein and his children. He threw the water back into the river, refusing to drink. In a moment that was the epitome of selflessness. Among the many lessons that he gave us on that day, perhaps the peak of it is selflessness, reminding us that others will always come first. Dear brothers and sisters, on the continuation of today's special, let's listen to the golden words of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. In the book Tuhaful Uqul, we read that Imam al-Hussein states, living a life of lowliness is nothing more than a death without life. Are you trying to frighten me by death? Never. You are off the mark. You are deluded by useless ideas. I'm not one to be afraid of death. My spirit and soul is greater than that, and my sense of purpose and fortitude is loftier than to allow me to tolerate tyranny and oppression out of a fear of death. The most you can do is killing me. Imam al-Hussein also states, death with honor is better than life with lowliness. And in fact, this couplet was one of his battle cries when attacking the enemy. Death is better than being afflicted with shame and dishonor, and dishonor is better than entering hellfire.
We were talking about huzn, we're talking about grief. And we shared the story of Prophet Zakaria and the book of Al-Ihtijaj. And we said that Prophet Zakaria, knowing what befell Imam, what would befall Imam Hussein, that he began to cry for 3 days. And he did a very special dua that he could share in some of the huzn of Karbala. Having grief itself is not something good. In the traditions we have, it's something discouraged. It's not good to be sad. But when you have grief for Imam Hussein, that is not grief. It is actually connection to God. It is actually spiritual enjoyment. That is the difference between having grief for Imam Hussein, having sorrow for Imam Hussein, and having sorrow for your own worldly affairs. Look at some of the traditions we have. From Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, we have the tradition in Al-Kafi that Nafasul Mahmum Lana Al-Muqtam Lidhulmina Tasbih. The breath of one who is saddened in our account is grieved for the oppression done to us is tasbih, is glorification. Just as you say, Subhanallah, you are this breath that you're taking because you understand how sad the event of Ashura is, it is tasbih for you. It is glorification of Allah. وَحَمُّهُ لِأَمْرِنَا عِبَادَةً. The grief for our cause is worship. So the sad breath is tasbih, is glorification of God. And the grief that happens, the ham that happens, is actually in the tradition worship of God. Therefore, this grief is much different than other types of grief. This is worship. This is connection to God. This is something that's very worthy, very precious. Look at it, all the traditions we have about the tears that somebody sheds for Imam Hussein, what reward they'll get. Look at the traditions that we have, those that recite poetry for Imam Hussein, what reward they'll get. Those that have majlis for Imam Hussein, look at the reward they'll get. So having grief is the second part of our spiritual journey for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And of course, Imam Hussein does not need our tears. Imam Hussein, the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, as you read in Ziyad Jami Kabira, ذَلَّ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ لَكُمْ. Everything is humble for the Ahlul Bayt. They do not need our tears. We need to cry for Imam Hussein. We need to cry so that we can link our hearts closer to Imam Hussein. When a person's heart gets attached to another person, they spontaneously become good. They spontaneously become like that person. That is one of the best ways for us to change ourselves and benefit from Ashura, to become more like Imam Hussein, is to link our hearts with Imam Hussein, to grieve like Imam Hussein, to have sorrow like Imam Hussein alayhi salam had sorrow. As we read in Ziyarat Ashura, we read, Alhamdulillahi ala azim raziyati, at the end. All praise be to Allah for my great misfortune. May Allah, I thank God, Alhamdulillah, I say, for this great raziyah, this great misfortune. So in this Ashura, in this Muharram, if you feel grief for Imam Hussein, if you feel saddened by the event of Karbala, know that this is a blessing for you. Know that this is worship. Know that this is tasbih. Know that this is The second step in the spiritual journey of reaching Maqam al-Mahmud, reaching the praiseworthy station, and we thank Allah for these tears. We thank Allah that He given us the ability to mourn for Imam Hussein. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ahla bayti tayyibin tahirin.
Condolences to all Muslims all around the world on the month of Muharram when Imam Hussein alayhi salam was martyred in the land of Karbala. Dear friend, inshallah, we continue our discussion on the next episode of today's special. Until then, wassalamu alaikum.
Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin محمد ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد.